Do you suffer from pain, tenderness, or a clicking in your jaw? Maybe you have pain while chewing, chronic migraines, or other facial discomfort. We have the answer for you. Welcome to the TMJ and Jaw Pain Podcast with Dr. Astrid Cruz Aguirre. Dr. Guire is a maxillofacial surgeon qualified in both dentistry and medicine and is the head of the Temporomandibular Joint Center. You don't have to live in pain. Listen to today's podcast and learn more about the causes of jaw pain and your treatment options.
Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. Today, it's all about the topic condylar shaving. What is that exactly? Condylar shaving is a surgical procedure that can be used in advanced wear and tear disease. The surface of the severely damaged temporomandibular joint head is smoothed under general anesthesia with a fine diamond burr or fine diamond-coated rasp. When is this surgery performed? This procedure is conducted when arthrosis is advanced and the pain and restricted mobility have not improved despite all conservative measures being exhausted. So if despite physiotherapy, osteopathy, and regular exercises, there is still significant pain and restricted movement. What imaging tests should you have done beforehand to be able to assess the extent of damage to the head of the temporomandibular joint? I need a three-dimensional X-ray. We have a DVT device in our practice, which we can conduct and directly assess this X-ray of the jaw joint in the case of advanced degenerative disease. With this recording, not only can the extent of the already bony change be determined, but also whether there are so-called cysts in the temporomandibular joint. Cysts usually develop during osteoarthritis. This results in damage to the so-called subchondral bone tissue beneath the cartilage. The bone collapses, creating a fluid-filled cavity. Cysts are very painful and are associated with severe limitations in the movement of the affected joint. This can also be found in other joints that show osteoarthritis. They are usually found in the stress zone of the corresponding joint. Furthermore, the width of the joint gap can be assessed with the three-dimensional image, as well as possible so-called osteophytes. So, what are osteophytes? They are newly formed bony prominences that form on the edge of the joint surface. It is an attempt by our own body to widen the bearing surface of the arthritic joint and thus reduce the bearing pressure on the joint. The more the cartilage surface of the joint wears down, the more the joint tends to form osteophytes. These bone spurs don't always have to cause symptoms directly. One finds osteophytes like cysts not only in the temporomandibular joint. If these bony attachments enlarge, the gliding ability of the corresponding joint can be reduced. An MRI scan, that means a magnetic resonance examination, must be conducted before a condylar shaving, because with this examination we can primarily assess the soft tissue, but in the DVT it is more the bony parts. With the magnetic resonance examination, we know whether there is still an intact articular disc, whether this joint disc is additionally displaced, that means a herniated disc, also called disc luxation, or whether there might be a hole in the articular disc, a so-called discus perforation. We also receive information as to whether reactive bone marrow edema is present as a sign of acute degeneration. This leads to fluid accumulation in the bones next to the damaged articular cartilage. Speaking of fluid, an MRI examination can also detect a joint effusion, or, in other words, fluid in the joint space. Our body reacts to chronic irritation by overproducing synovial fluid. This effusion then causes swelling, pain, and limited movement in the temporomandibular joint. So in summary, what information should you have before such an operation? First of all, extent of the clinical symptoms. I mean, how severe is the pain and restricted movement in the joint despite conservative measures? Second, what is the extent of degeneration and wear and tear in the joint? And then, is the flexible disc still there? And if the flexible disc is present, is it in the correct position or displaced? With all this information, the surgery can then be planned. The pure condylar shaving of the temporomandibular joint is conducted in the case of a purely degenerative change in the head of the jaw. That means when the joint disc is present and in the normal position. If the joint disc is displaced, it can be brought back to its normal position and fixed there in the same surgery. If the disc is no longer present, it can be replaced in the same surgery. You're probably wondering what occurs in the operation room. This operation always takes place under general anesthesia. First, the hair around the corresponding ear is shaved about 1 cm wide. The incision is directly on the tragus, or in other words, the ear canal cartilage, and then runs a little in the temple area, where the hair will later grow again. The scar will then later be hardly visible due to this selected incision. Then I show the joint capsule and later the head of the temporomandibular joint. Then carefully remove the modified joint surface with the fine diamond bure while cooling the water. The wound is repeatedly rinsed during this procedure. What do you do if the joint disc is only partially available? If possible, you should always keep the flexible disc. But if there are only remnants left, I would always remove them and replace the flexible disc. Some surgeons do not always replace the joint disc once it has been removed. The reason I always replace it is when it's gone is that I'm afraid of the temporomandibular joint bone rubbing against the acetabular bone without there being a buffer between them. How do I replace the flexible disc? I use the body's tissue for this because there is nothing better than the body's material instead of taking the risk of an infection through a foreign body reaction. For this, you can either take tissue from the abdomen or tights or the temporal muscle. You may be wondering whether a new joint disc will form again. No, that is not so. But over time, the scar plate forms, which can then protect the head of the temporomandibular joint. How long does a surgery like this take? As a rule, this surgery takes about 45 to 60 minutes, depending on whether the joint disc must be replaced at the same time or not, and is generally performed under general anesthesia. Then what happens after the operation? The course is similar to that of discopexia, which we will also discuss. First, your joint should be spared. That means soft food and measures to reduce swelling. After a week, the stitches are removed and physiotherapy is started to slowly train the shortened masticatory muscles again. What are the risks of this procedure? Condylar shaving can have the same complications like discopexia that we will discuss later. However, the risk of facial motor nerve injury is exceptionally low if you follow the anatomical structures closely. My old teacher used to say that the anatomical structures are as important to the surgeon as the stars were to the seafarer. For both, of course, in addition to knowledge, experience also applies. Another danger is that too much is removed. When this happens, there is a bite disorder, which means nothing other than that when you clench your teeth, you only have contact on one side. It is therefore extremely important to carefully remove the damaged bone and not simply remove the bone generously. What happens when the head is so badly worn that condylar shaving is not possible? In this case, the joint cannot be preserved and can be replaced with a TMJ prosthesis. However, a jaw joint prosthesis should only be used in extreme cases of arthrosis. If you have any questions or topic requests, please feel free to reach out to me. See you soon.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For more information on TMJ and jaw pain, or to contact Dr. Cruz Aguirre, you can go to our website, www.tmj.clinic. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our podcast and tell a friend. Until next time, we wish you the very best and want you to live healthy and pain-free.